Voter turnout was in record numbers all over the country, and certainly right here in Doniana County, including one famous Aggie.
Yeah. While out and about on Election Day, our publisher, Richard Kolbarb, spotted an I voted sticker on the statue of NMSU's Pistol Pete just outside Corbett Center. We're not sure when Pistol Pete moseyed inside to cast his ballot, but we're guessing he's grateful for New Mexico's open carry law. You can check him out on page one. He's on the cover. Then turn to page three for all of your uncanvassed local election results.
Sadly, I'm probably not the first to say happy holidays to you, Jess, but the holidays are here. And so you can look for a series in the bulletin about how to help.
You know, Mike Cook turned in a story that would have taken 20 pages to print all at once. And it was about all the different ways that you can help out right here in the Las Cruces area. So rather than try and carry it all at once, we broke it up into pieces about 700 words long. And we're going to carry that series through the holidays about how you can help others through various local organizations, fundraisers, and events. And it's going to be the first installment is on page 15. It's really good information, and we'll be bringing that to you every week going forward.
On the air this week is the preview for the November issue of Desert Exposure. But one thing you won't hear in that preview is that Elva Oesterreich, the editor, wrote a book.
She did. The book is titled The Manhattan Project Trinity Test, Witnessing the Bomb in New Mexico. It was officially released by Arcadia Publishing Monday, November 2nd. You can check out her inspiration to pen the book, the process of gathering stories for it, and an overview of the content. That kicks off our arts and entertainment section on page 24. Also, you can look for it in local and online bookstores. And the take she took on this, Casey, was really kind of interesting. There's, whenever you title a book the Manhattan Project Trinity Test, you know that you're going to get some historical data, but there's been a lot written about the Trinity Test through the years and the dawn of the atomic age. What Elva's book does that I think is pretty unique is talking to the people who were around or who are survivors of that era, people who witnessed it, and some of them got cancer, et cetera. So the book, while it has that historical context, it also has a lot of these personal stories, and it's just really a great piece, and we're very proud of it.
A rabbi and a priest walk into the bulletin, and it's not a joke.
It's not a joke. Every month, first Friday of the month, we publish Rabbi Larry Carroll and Father Gabriel Rochelle. They lead off our monthly religion page with inspirational thoughts about surviving and thriving during these unprecedented times. Both of these guys are really kind folks with gentle hearts. I look forward every month to see what they have to share with us, and I think most of our readers will find it valuable, too. I'm not even a religious guy, but I just... The way they each write is just really, really inspiring.
Everybody is open to some inspiration.
Absolutely.
And I was surprised, I think you were surprised too, to hear Las Cruces is home to a global hub of an international movement to improve health care. Tell me more.
They're doing it through acupuncture. It's called the Barefoot Acupuncture Movement. It's based right here in Las Cruces. I got to trade emails with the group's leader, Dr. Ryan Bemis. He's with Cross Town Acupuncture Clinic, I believe it's called, and that's under the aegis of Barefoot Acupuncture Movement. You can check out Dr. Bemis' visions and good work for our well-being section. It's really a pretty fascinating story about how they teach acupuncture to people and let them carry it into communities. It's all over the world.
And a little snippet from Dr. Blanchard, the golf doctor.
Good old Dr. Charlie Blanchard. He's got a lot to say this week about how everyday golfers can enjoy the game more thoroughly while also speeding up play and following proper etiquette on the course. The golf doctor may not be able to fix my swing, but he gave me and he'll give you some good tips about how to respect the courses, the game, and our fellow golfers out there. You can check out his Pearls of Wisdom on our sports page. What's that?
Just had a quick question, just out of curiosity. What is the most annoying thing a person can do on the golf course?
Play slowly.
Really?
Yeah. get up there, hit your ball. You don't need 15 practice swings. you know, I'm behind you. I want to play too.
Gotcha. Thank you.
You bet. And, of course, with all that said, that's just a sampling of what's in this week's bulletin. There's actually, I think, 72 pages total. If you can't wait till Friday, the digital bulletin can be accessed at LasCrucesBulletin.com, and you can also check us out on social media.
All right, Jess. Thank you so much for spending some time with us here at KRWG.org, and we'll see you next week on the air.
It sounds great, Casey. Take care.